Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Big action in Harrisburg, both the House and the Senate moving together to put some emergency funding in place to make sure that those agencies that are running out of money due to the governor's veto can actually stay in operation. What's going on here?
Yes, indeed. In order to help struggling social services, human services agencies, and school districts desperate for their state subsidies, as well as caregivers and aging services, the State House of Representatives this week sent an emergency funding package to the governor's desk. We hope he will sign it. Unfortunately, the past two attempts to get a balanced budget passed has met with vetoes or lack of sufficient votes from the opposition party for veto overrides. And the funding includes state appropriations amounting to $11 billion in state funds retroactive to July 1, carrying through to October 31st. And it does provide about one-third of the state's budget. It is an emergency funding bill that would also allow $24 billion in federal funds to reach their intended recipients, and it allows other funding for FIA grants and county child welfare services to be funded. It's very, very frustrating. We passed a budget on time constitutionally. It was subsequently vetoed. We then attempted to do veto overrides line item by line item for about 20 different major line item appropriations, and we did not succeed in getting those passed. And now we await to see if the governor is going to allow for this emergency funding to be approved. So we hope the governor will sign it. He has rattled sabers to say that he intends to potentially veto it once again. I hope he changes his mind. We need to get this funding out to people. They are desperate for funding to continue services in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I also understand you have a special event coming up for those who are interested in finding out more about their Second Amendment rights. What's going on here?
Yes, I'd like to encourage all who have not been to one of my concealed carry seminar events to register as soon as possible on Thursday, October 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Troy Fairgrounds, Exhibit Hall Number 2. I will be hosting a concealed carry seminar with Representative Tina Pickett, Bradford County Sheriff C.J. Walters, Bradford County District Attorney Daniel Barrett, and we'll be going over the state's firearm laws and offering information on how to safely interact with police when carrying a firearm, as well as the legal aspects of Pennsylvania's Castle Doctrine. And those that are interested can register by going online at www.repbaker.com or calling my Troy office at 570-297-3045.
I also understand that you had a big law enforcement operation going on up your way, and have some kind words for the officers who were involved in that.
Absolutely. I want to commend all the local law enforcement officials in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter counties working with the Bureau of Narcotics Investigators within the Attorney General's office to attack the terrible drug problem that we seem to be experiencing in the northern tier of Pennsylvania, but really all over the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And many arrests and criminal charges have been filed. At least 37 individuals are being pursued or have been arrested for illegal narcotics, dealing with heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, bath salts, prescription pills, various forms of marijuana, and lethal forms of marijuana, including hashish. It's just a tremendous coordinated event. Around the first of the year, I requested a personal meeting with the special agent in charge of the Bureau of Narcotics Investigations within the Attorney General's office to request that this effort be conducted in the area, and they were very, very kind to accommodate me and work with all the local law enforcement officials. And it took about 6 months of very, very hard work, coordinated effort, outstanding efforts and training and work all across the board. And just wanted to give them a great shout out of thanks and appreciation for an outstanding job.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Baker.